But at 7:19, it's time for Triple Team Traffic. So far, Andy, it looks like the snow problems are really at elevation, aren't they, up Parley's?
Yeah, I mean, they've wet the roads down in the valley for sure, and that's making things a little bit slower, especially on the west side of the valley. But things have calmed down since the early morning. Now I'm just seeing more typical delays, I-15 from Bangor Highway to 90th South. That stretch is going to take you 10 to 12 minutes, and then a little bit of slowing just before 5300 South. Construction starting to slow you down on 215 South Belt, but going up the east side, that is because of wet road conditions, the reasons that you're slow, Eric.
That same camera that we've been checking out all morning that's been pretty thick as far as snow up at Parley Summit, that's improved quite a bit right now. They must have run the plows through there a couple of times. Right now, you do have snow falling still up at the summit and throughout Parley's Canyon. Down in Utah County, things are looking pretty good as you head northbound from Spanish Fork all the way up to Point of the Mountain. Do have some windy conditions and some reduced speeds just barely, though, through 2100 North and Lehigh. Heather?
We've got a new crash southbound I-15 at 200 North in Kaysville. Now, right when it happened, it was blocking two or three left-hand lanes. They have it moved over to the left lane now, but traffic is backed up well into Layton, and that's going to add a good 5, maybe even 10 minutes to your drive into Salt Lake. And then crews are still cleaning up a crash in Clearfield on Center Street and Main Street, and that is blocking the intersection there with police as they clean up debris. But everybody else through Weber and Davis County moving pretty well. Don't miss the 3-day holiday piano sale Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the Piano Gallery Superstore in Murray. It's the biggest sale of the year. 3 days only. I-15 and 53rd South. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.